It's an undeniable fact of being human. Hunger never takes a holiday. For kids in summer school, being hungry doesn't take a vacation either. A national organization, the Food Research and Action Center, has released its state rankings of the reach of summer nutrition programs. Although Hawaii is neither in the top nor the worst ranked states, our state jumped from number 47 to number 37 on the list. Nicole Wu is the senior policy analyst at the Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice, and she joins us now with some of the reasons for Hawaii's much better ranking this year. Welcome.
Oh, aloha, Bethann.
Good to talk to you again. Part of this good news story is the fact that there's been a concerted effort to be growing the program. How many children do we serve now?
The report looks at summer of 2016, and we were serving 6,767 low-income children and youth last summer. That's about 11% of the free and reduced price lunch kids. It's a great improvement, but there's definitely room for more improvement.
All true, and we'll get to that in a moment. But the fact that we saw a 25% increase in the number from last year, to what do you attribute that?
Yeah, the report actually highlighted Hawaii in the national report, which I think is a great honor for our state. There were some meetings put together in the spring of 2016 by the Department of Education, inviting the partners who need to be serving these meals to kids. Because in the summertime, kids are not at school. We don't have cafeteria workers. So you have to have partnerships between programs that are providing activities for low-income kids and combine them with people who can actually make these meals up to the nutritional standards. So this meeting last spring had Parks and Recs and YMCAs and the Department of Education and food vendors like Kapi'olani Community College's culinary department. And First Lady Dawn Ige was there to add her prestige and to encourage all of these groups to work together. And I think their coordination efforts are paying off in a really, really tangible way.
And we hadn't seen a coordination effort like this in years past.
It was a new thing. We've seen 2 years of really good improvement, over 1,000 keiki added to the program for two summers in a row. So if we can continue doing that, I think it'll be a great thing for all of our kids.
Not to take the shine off of this very good news, there's still the reality of how many kids are not served. Is that still, you know, 8 out of 9 children who are not?
Right. So this report looks at low-income kids who are getting free or reduced price during the school year, and then they look at how many of them are getting free summer meals through this federal program. And even though we did go up in the rankings by 10 spots, we're still serving less than 1 in 9 of our low-income students during the summer. So that's 8 out of 9 free or reduced price lunch kids in the summertime, where we just don't know what they're eating. But since they are from low-income families, they're probably not getting the most nutritious meals. If their parents are able to serve them full meals all summer, it's a strain on the family's budget because during the school year, they're used to getting the meals at school. So there is a concern about what the other 8 out of 9 kids are getting in the summer.
And if that includes fruit and vegetables and some of the other things that they may be getting when they're at school and they have lunch or breakfast at school.
That's right. This summer nutrition program, the federal program, provides reimbursements to nonprofits or food vendors who can make these meals for low-income kids. And these meals have the same type of nutrition standards as the school lunch program has. And those standards actually improved greatly during the Obama administration. It was a real priority of Michelle Obama to make the meals much more healthy.
And aren't we seeing the weakening of some of those at the moment?
Unfortunately, the current administration is rolling back some of the improvements that were seen during the Obama administration, making some of these strong nutrition standards more optional for schools. And that's certainly a concern for people who care about obesity and the health of children's diets.
What do you think that means for Hawaii, since there's been such a push to have more locally grown food show up on a kid's plate?
I think there are some great things happening in Hawaii. At the Kohala Complex on the Big Island, they're doing a great farm-to-school project where they're trying to find new ways to source local food, create menus that are culturally appropriate, that kids
actually
like.
Kid-friendly, because the kids are involved with that.
Yes,
right?
And I've heard great things. They are getting the feedback of the kids. This spring, I've heard that there were certain meals, like the lau lau at lunchtime, where the kids were running to the cafeteria. That program, which is headed up by Lieutenant Governor Susui, is going to be expanding to Maui next year. So that's a great thing happening here in Hawaii. So despite the fact that the current administration in Washington is weakening nutrition standards, here in Hawaii, we can continue the push forward.
Between the time that this report came out this month and the next time that we see it, what would you hope would happen to be able to not only just increase the ranking, because that sounds nice, but the bottom line is, how do we feed more kids?
Yes, continuing the type of efforts that were highlighted in this report is the key. As I mentioned, summer food is a harder program to run than school lunch because you have to find programs where low-income kids are going to and make sure that they're serving meals. And then you also have to make sure that kids are even going to these programs. So one thing that we found is that if you provide a free meal that kids like at a summer program, children are more likely to go to it. And that helps reduce academic slide in the summer, which is a real thing. All kids of any income level show some fallback in their academics during the summer. But it's shown to be a much larger gap for low-income kids, and it causes them to fall further and further behind every year. So these sort of enrichment programs, if we can get more low-income keiki into them, the gap in achievement will be lessened between low-income children and their higher-income peers.
So what's being done now to create some more of these networks and more, you know, people who would be partners?
Mm-hmm. We need to have more of these meetings. I think there's a good momentum right now, and hopefully, you know, people like the First Lady will continue to put their celebrity, I guess, behind it. The Department of Education and all kind of programs that serve youth. You know, churches have programs in the summer for low-income kids. You know, libraries have reading programs. So finding all those programs and connecting them with summer food, making sure they know it's available, and finding vendors who can provide the meals. It's very important because these programs that are serving kids often feel like they can't take on one more thing. So they will often say they can't figure out how to provide the meals. So making these connections between those who can make the food and transport the meals and the summer programs is very important.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing what happens and hope that we see even better rankings the next time we talk about it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
The bottom line, feeding more hungry kids. Nicole Wu is a senior policy analyst at the Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice. She focuses on issues that affect low-income Hawaii residents, including hunger, wage inequality, and tax fairness. In the latest Food Research and Action Center rankings of state summer school lunch programs, Hawaii jumped this year from number 47 to 37.